The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
It really is interesting. And most of you know this. When it comes to the liberal left, they talk more than anyone else about love, compassion, inclusion, and tolerance, right? I mean, you can't listen to the liberal left for any time at all without hearing love, compassion, tolerance, acceptance. And yet, by far, they practice it the least. They're characterized by destroying anybody that they don't agree with. If you don't agree with them, vicious. We will wipe you out. We will destroy you. They are the three A's. The last A that I talk to you about all the time is annihilation. Well, it's also true that on the liberal left, those who talk most about God and the Bible and spirituality practice it the least. Nancy Pelosi talks all the time about God and her church and scripture. Nancy Pelosi quotes scripture, and yet she's one of the strongest pro-abortion advocates in the U.S. government. Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, as he is called often, is running for president. I honestly don't think he will for long. I think he'll probably drop out pretty quickly. And I think that really troubles CNN because he is the prototype of candidate that CNN would like to push. Uber liberal, far, far left liberal, homosexual, and yet deeply spiritual. And if you can see me, I'm making the air quotation marks for spiritual. So CNN published today, no, Saturday. It was published Saturday. I just saw it today, but it was published Saturday. How Pete Buttigieg found God. And it's 10 pages. It begins. The path from analytic philosophy to the Episcopal Church is not especially well traveled. But then Peter Paul Buttigieg's search for God contains a few crooked lines. And then the second paragraph is just one sentence. Not that he necessarily wants to discuss it. Are you kidding me? Buttigieg is constantly talking about spirituality and the Bible and God and love and his church, constantly. And yet this CNN writer says, not that he necessarily wants to discuss it. Huh. Quote, I was reluctant to talk about religion for a long time, he's told CNN in a recent interview. There's scripture on this, you know. Jesus said, when you pray, be not as the hypocrites are, standing in the synagogues and street corners. Well, first of all, he's taken out of context. That's praying, not giving witness and testimony. The Bible is very clear that we are to be telling everybody about Jesus. First sign that Mayor Pete, as much as he talks about religion, the Bible, Christianity, he has no clue about what the Bible says. Again, this is the third paragraph of the article. I was reluctant to talk about religion for a long time. There's scripture on this, you know. Jesus said, when you pray, be not as the hypocrites are, standing in the synagogues and street corners. Once again, Jesus was talking about praying to impress other people. It was Jesus who said, go you into all the world and make disciples. Anyway, he goes on. My party's been so allergic to religious language, we've forgotten that people need to be aware of their choice. I've got to speak up, if only to point out the hypocrisies of those now in power. That's an interesting thought. The reason he is talking about religion is to make Donald Trump look like a hypocrite. That's his motive. Isn't that interesting that he admits that? His motive for talking about religion is to make Donald Trump look like a hypocrite. Time will tell whether that's smart politically or not. Then the writer says, thus far it seems to be working. Progressives, particularly LGBT Christians, have cheerfully circulated his critiques of the religious right and lauded the gay Christians' candidacy as a watershed moment for a community long shunted to the margins of church life. And then it takes him through his spiritual journey. It says he is an active Episcopalian. Well, that should tell you everything you need to know. The Episcopalian Church in America is arguably the far most left-leaning, liberal, apostate denomination in America. You would be hard-pressed to find any quote-unquote Christian denomination that is far more far left, more liberal, more progressive, more Bible denying. And then it goes through, he's the son of a former Jesuit. But his dad decided, he was raised in a Catholic family, but his parents decided, this Jesuit thing, this Catholic thing isn't really for us, even though they were both professors at Notre Dame, both of his parents. And then it talks about, he questions whether Donald Trump even believes in God. And then Buttigieg's religious education deepened at St. Joseph High School, a Catholic school in South Bend, Indiana. Quote, at St. Joe, we were brought up not only to learn church doctrine on matters like sexuality and abortion, but also to understand the history of the church as a voice for the oppressed and the downtrodden. He wrote in his memoir, Shortest Way Home. He's already written a memoir. Yeah, okay. And then he goes off to Harvard. Oh, he went off to Oxford. Let's see, did he go to Harvard first or Oxford first? It didn't make a whole lot of difference. But in Oxford, he got part of his education at Oxford, where he studied economics, politics, and analytic philosophy on a Rhodes Scholarship. He said he was in a decidedly atheistic program, and he found it really convincing. But he decided that atheism wasn't quite for him. He needed something more spiritual. Remember, key word, when you hear someone, I just needed something more spiritual. Red flag. By the time he was an adult, Buttigieg has said he no longer considered himself Catholic. Instead, he began to explore Anglicanism. Now, I'm running out of time before this break. Why did he explore Anglicanism? Because he had already made up his own mind about sexuality. And the Catholic Church taught that his attraction to other men was sin. Well, he didn't like that. It didn't fit his feelings, his thoughts, his desires. And so rather than conforming to what his church taught, which the church believed was biblical, he looked around until he found a denomination that was liberal enough that he could believe whatever he wanted to believe about God, sex, marriage, and so forth. So in other words, he looked for a God that would meet his desires rather than conforming to what God said. You with me? He looked for a denomination and a religion that had a God that would conform to his thoughts, his desires, his wants, rather than determining what God wanted. So in other words, and you and I talk about this all the time, a biblical worldview says that we are created in the image of God and we are created to serve God. We are created in his image and we are created to serve God. The secular humanist worldview says, if you believe in God at all, that we create the God that we like. We create a God that conforms to what we desire. So in other words, God is created in our image. That is the God of Pete Buttigieg. And he found in the Episcopal Church a God that would not offend him. A God that he liked. A God that he was comfortable with. A biblical interpretation that would not condemn his desires. So it's all about him, not God. And that is how Pete Buttigieg found his God. It's not the God of the Bible. It's not the God of Scripture. But it is his God. It is a God of his creation. And that is the world that we live in.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Folks, the greatest battle on planet Earth has been, is, and always will be around the authority of God's word. That's the greatest battle on earth. Let me illustrate that for you. If we go back to the book of Genesis, first book of the Bible, if we take it literally, if you believe that the first six chapters of the book of Genesis are just fables, fairy tales, symbolism, events that didn't really happen literally, you may just turn the radio off and turn someplace else, because what I'm about to say won't mean a thing to you. But if you do believe the Bible, then listen carefully. God created Adam and Eve. There's a debate whether they were perfect or whether they were just innocent. Here's the bottom line. They were without sin. They had no sin. And as such, they would have lived forever. There would have been no death. The Bible is absolutely clear, particularly in Romans chapter 5, as well as other places, that had sin not entered into the world, death would not have entered, because death entered because of sin. Adam and Eve, in a perfect environment, a wonderful environment, this Garden of Eden that must, I mean, if you look at nature today, I am just blown away by the beauty of nature. And that's with a curse on it. Think what it was like before the curse. They're innocent. They have no sin. There are no Ten Commandments. There aren't Nine Commandments. There aren't Seven Commandments. God said, you can do anything you want to do. There are no restrictions except that tree in the middle, that's mine. God has always maintained something for himself. 6 days of creation, seventh day he rested, and he said, you can have the other six, the seventh is mine. Our money and our resources, you can have the 90%, 10%, that's mine. God has always maintained something for himself. So it'll be a reminder that he is God and we're not. Well, there's this beautiful Garden of Eden. He says, the tree in the middle, that's mine. You can't eat it. He didn't tell him not to touch it like Satan said, like the serpent. But of course, the serpent comes and tempts them. And what is the crux of the entire conversation between the serpent and Eve? The authority of God's word. Did God mean what he say and say what he meant? That is the crux of the entire argument. The serpent said, yea, hath God said. God really didn't mean that you would die. He didn't really mean that. He was speaking symbolically. He didn't really mean that. The very first attack of Satan was on the authority of God's word. May I submit to you, nothing has changed. What is the difference between the mainline Protestant denominations and the evangelical movement? Did God say what he meant? Mean what he said? That's the crux of the whole thing. Can you believe the Bible? Is the Bible the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God or not? Can you believe God? Can you trust God? Is his word authoritative? That was the battle in the Garden of Eden. It is the battle today, and it is the battle that will continue. It all comes back to the authority of God's word. Who is the authority, God or man? The whole story about Pete Buttigieg and how he found God. Well, he found a God that he liked. He found a God that would agree with him rather than agreeing with God. Folks, that's why. And I pound on this and hit this home over and over and over and over again on this program. And as long as God gives me breath, and as long as I have this program, I will continue to hit this. One thing we cannot compromise on, and that is the authority of Scripture. Because that's the ultimate battle, always has been, always will be. Hey, thanks for joining me. And remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.